Questions flooded Lake's thoughts. How much do they know? How in hell did they intercept the mail? Who else knows? Teddy let him suffer in silence. There was no hurry. When his thoughts cleared somewhat, the politician and Lake came to the surface. Teddy was offering a way out. Teddy was saying, "Just play ball with me, son, and things will be fine. Do it my way." And so Lake swallowed hard and said, "I actually like her."
"Of course you do. She's perfect for the job. Are you sleeping with her?"
"No, not yet."
"Start soon. Hold hands with her during the convention. Let the gossip start. Let nature take its course. A week before the election, announce a Christmas wedding."
"Big or small?"
"Huge. The social event of the year in Washington. Get her pregnant quickly. Just before your inauguration, announce that the First Lady is expecting. It'll make a marvelous story."
Lake smiled and nodded, and appeared to like the thought. Then he suddenly frowned. "Will anyone ever know about Ricky?" he asked.
"No. He's been neutralized."
"Neutralized?"
"He'll never write another letter, Mr. Lake. And you'll be so busy playing with all your little children that you won't have time to think about people like Ricky."
"I'm very sorry, Mr. Maynard. Very sorry. It won't happen again."
"Of course it won't. I've got the file, Mr. Lake. Always remember that."
Teddy began rolling himself backward, as if the meeting was over. "It was an isolated moment of weakness," Lake said.
"Never mind, Lake. Take care of Jane. Get her a new wardrobe. She's going to make a wonderful First Lady."
"Yes, sir." Teddy was at the door.
"No more surprises, Lake."
"No, sir." Teddy opened the door and rolled himself away.